Stark, this is Rick Tedding on Gary Johnson, G-A-R-Y, Gary Johnson, J-O-H-N-S-O-N, date of birth, 5-8-1945, date of visit, 10-17-25. Please make copy for Please make copy for Vivekanand Pattangi. Vivekanand, V-I-V-E-K-A-N-A-N-D. Vivekanand Pattangi, P-A-N, P as in Paul, P-A-N-T-A-N-G-I. Pattangi, P as in Paul, P-A-N-T-A-N-G-I, T as in Thomas. Pattangi MD, Vivekanand Pattangi MD. Next paragraph, chief complaint is abdominal CT of abdomen. Next paragraph, history with illness. This is a 80-year-old male who has a prior history of atrial fibrillation, hypertension, and history of gastroparesis, has had occasional cough, but no shortness of breath, but lost weight up to 60 pounds over the past year and a half. The patient has previously been diagnosed to have gastroparesis and has had abdominal CAT scans. And his most recent CT abdomen on 9/9/25 showed a subtle lower lobe ground glass opacities in both lung fields. The patient has not had any chest X-ray. He has some nausea and epigastric distress. But denies any choking or aspiration. He has no fevers, chills, night sweats, and no hemoptysis. Next paragraph, past history. The patient's past history includes history of hypertension and diabetes mellitus, and he has history of gastroparesis and history of upper endoscopies with Botox. Also had a cholecystectomy in May of this year and has had lumbar surgery in the past. Next paragraph, allergies. No drug allergies. Next, habits. The patient denies smoking. He was a truck driver and he has had no significant alcohol use. Next, family history. Father died of a MI. Mother died of old age. Next, system review. The patient has fatigue and weight loss. He has double vision, glaucoma, and cataracts. He has vertigo. He has urinary frequency, nighttime awakening. He has no hay fever, but has coughing spells and some shortness of breath. He has abdominal pains, nausea, heartburn, diarrhea, and denies rectal bleeding. He has no chest or jaw pain, but has leg swelling. He has anxiety attacks and depression. And denies easy bruising. He has no joint pains or muscle aches. No seizures, headaches, or memory loss. No skin rash, no itching. Next, med list. Included lisinopril 25 milligrams daily, Lumipiride 2 milligrams daily, Farxiga 10 milligrams daily, Propranolol 10 milligrams daily, Mirbitrec 50 milligrams daily, Tansulosin 0.4 milligrams a day, Deloxetine 40 milligrams daily, Bupropion 300 milligrams daily, Metformin 750 milligrams BID, and Finasteride 5 milligrams daily, Reglan 5 milligrams TID, Midodrine 5 milligrams TID, and Protonix 40 milligrams a day. Next, physical exam. This thinly built elderly white male is alert, pale, but no acute distress. There was mild pallor, there was mild peripheral edema, no lymphadenopathy. Skin turgor was diminished. Blood pressure 120 over 70, pulse 110, was patients 20, temperature 97.5. Weight is 160, saturation 95. HE India norms, phallic pupils are reactive. Tongue is moist, throat is injected, ears no inflammation. Neck supple, no bruise, no thyroid enlargement or lymphadenopathy. Chest equal movements with decreased excursions and diminished breath sounds to the periphery. Occasional crackles, right base. Heart sounds irregular, sonorous to no murmur. Abdomen is soft, scaphoid with mild epigastric tenderness. No organomegaly, the bowel sounds active. Extremities, no edema, reflexes of 1 plus. There were no focal neurodeficits. Cranial nerves grossly intact. Skin, no lesions. Next paragraph, impression number 1. Biobasilar pulmonary infiltrates. Number 2, possible aspiration pneumonia. Number 3 is gastroparesis. Number 4, diabetes mellitus. Number 5, hypertension. Number 6 is deconditioning. And next paragraph, plan the patient will be sent for a CT of the chest since he has not had one recently. Also get a complete pulmonary function study. And you may need a speech-swallow study to evaluate him for aspiration. He will get a CBC, complete metabolic profile, thyroid profile, and come for a follow-up visit, approximately. Approximately 4 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Dr. Vivekanand Pantangi, PANTANGIMD. Vivekanand, thank you for this consultation.